Well, keys for the vehicle go around. It's immediately put the POW on it. Must have changed the entire thing. I was wondering if sometime later on today, you had a call to review it with your our variety dozer. Either one calls and down this week. Whichever. Like, the radio on the panel.
Well, the point is here that maybe that's one way for you to get out around front on this, is to say, look, Mitchell's name's now being bandied about, and I'm not prepared to get into that with you right now. I want to think about that, see
right.
where that leads. I'm just very tempted.
Let me ask a couple of things. The first, what did you work out with regard to the timing? You're going to meet again on Monday.
Well, we're not necessarily going to meet. I'm to have a draft noon Monday of rules that they would like their committee to.
What I'm getting at, though, what about critical points to when they will start their hearings and so forth?
They now say they will not start until May 1st. In any event, under any circumstances, wild horses couldn't make them start earlier than that. Because
right.
they've been so badly shaken in their confidence in the court. That's right.
Yeah, well, he's not right.
And, well, they see what they're now doing. The staff has said to them, look, we have got to have corroboration from a court. We're committed to putting a court on, but
yeah.
we've got to prop him up.
Right.
And that's obviously why they're delaying.
Right.
They,
all right, what about the agreement, the more important thing? Whether they follow immediately with our people.
That
did
will
you
be.
Say that with them?
Yes.
What did you say?
They said, Urban said, well, now look, with Chapin, he said, we don't want Chapin. He said, Chapin hasn't been accused of anything up here. And he said, I'm not sure that he ever will be. But if he is, he shouldn't come on until after his name comes up. Otherwise, it's gratuitous. That's
Bob.
Bob and Colson.
Right.
So he said, all right, he said, I will tell you right now that as soon as we are finished with McCord and a few corroborating witnesses, we will immediately go to Haldeman and Colson.
A few corroborating witnesses?
Yeah.
That's
yeah. See, now that's the new element from the previous meeting. And it's obvious to me that they've had a meeting with McCord. Well, in fact, they told me they did, where McCord stole the document. You know. And Baker had the whole staff stand up and swear that they didn't have it. And finally, McCord disgorged it.
So they lost confidence as a result.
I think so. And first of all, they're just wild about it.
Why?
Because he's such a nut. And at the time, they were telling me that at the time they were interrogating McCord, Fensterwald was out in the hall telling the press what McCord was going to tell them. And they just are afraid that Fensterwald is selling them a gold brick here for his own purposes.
Could I say, get back to my proposition again about the sworn statements, the subtle sworn statements?
Yes.
You can get that out soon.
All right. Now,
I think at least some motion. See, we're not going to talk to the captain, why not the staff, so forth, the leaders, in some motion on our part, indicating
this week.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Well, tell me what you think. There are two ways of looking at the sworn statement business. One is.
I don't mean Bob, I mean the total sworn statement.
No, I'm saying, you mean the staff.
The staff,
right.
The sworn statement has been given that they're the independent.
Well, Mike, I hate to appear to be advancing reasons for not doing something because I realize you can prove that you shouldn't do anything in this thing every day. It's the same time.
The problem. Go ahead.
The problem that I see with it is that it is impeaching of Dean's investigation. Now, maybe that's already impeached as a practical matter. But when we say we're soliciting sworn statements and so on, and I'm surprised it hasn't gotten out by now, but we say we're soliciting sworn statements.
When we say the Dean government.
All right. Say that the person with the Dean's
investigation.
All right.
I said that to him.
All right.
Except Dean that the sworn statements by all the members of the White House staff. What I want to do at least is. I am concerned about the White House staff, but I am concerned about the fact that, you know, as I said, the thing that I. So you've got John people like the Goldwater popping off, INR popping off,
yeah.
The rest. You've got to have something that they can stand on.
I understand.
They got to think I'm doing something. apparently your conversation with Goldwater, there just wasn't a meeting of the minds, I guess.
Well, I don't understand it. If there wasn't, it just couldn't have been planned.
So I would be glad to talk to him.
I know. Well, as I told you, I didn't think it was necessary. In fact, Peggy was standing with us.
What did you say? Was he drinking?
No. No.
And he said what?
I said the president had your letter. He appreciated it very much. It was very timely. He said, well, I think it's been overtaken by what you fellows have done. I said, yes, I hope you found that satisfactory. He said, I found that totally satisfactory. I think you solved the problem.
And he said, he said, which of course was untrue, that he had talked to me. And that I had told him that we had told him to go to the factory. That was untrue.
That's right.
That's right. That was a conversation with you were
there. Well, that's the only conversation he's had around here, unless he's talked to Timmons.
What do you think happened?
Well, you know, Barry, I think he gave this interview to Sperling or whoever he gave it to.
They
sucked him in. And then he bounced from that to the television, of course.
I can't say today or tomorrow.
through Ziegler or any other way, that everybody signed this thing. We'll say that this process is going on.
Oh, right. There's got to be medical going on. Let's just get the people that... let's just get the top people.
Well, all right.
Let's see what I mean.
All right. I'm sorry, I mean, just physically,
with... But I understand, John, but we all know who they need the statements from.
Okay.
Of course, you need them, you ought to have one, too, of course.
Sure.
Okay, because you might come into a tangential.
Sure.
You need one from Hall. You need one from, farmer members, Jacob, of course.
Okay.
All members of the White House, wait a minute. Yeah. Chapin and Colson, who were members of the White House staff during this period. All the members of the White House staff. All right, and then that's, I would just say that. And then as far as the others are concerned, when you get down to the lower levels, it doesn't really make a difference. I do a little white lie on that. Just so you know the big ones.
Okay.
The big vision, one of the
Dean.
Oh,
I'm Dean.
He's got to have one.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
operation.
That would be my concern about Haldeman volunteering, would be
the signal
that that sends to Mitchell.
Anyway,
they'll
call
me if
they want.
That's right.
Now,
if there's a leak
on Haldeman,
then I think it would be appropriate. You could say to Mitchell, look, we didn't have any choice.
No question. It's a great mark, though.
I would really like to get that out. Boy.
Well, before it comes out the other side, I'll get it out.
I'm not convinced it's going to be on television. television yet. I'm really not. It was interesting. I think I made some real headway with these fellows last night. It will remain to be seen. Now, of course, I've got a problem here. I'm only talking to 2 out of 7, and I'm not talking to the staff.
Yeah.
And I could tell between the first meeting and the second meeting that they were given backbone on some of these points. By reference back to the staff, they haven't had any committee meetings, so I know it's the staff. And so, but it's not a dead issue by any means. I'm convinced we're going to have to appear. There's no two ways about that in my mind, you know. But the television thing, I think, is still a viable question. And they'll come back to me now. See, Monday they're going to come back with what amounts to a counteroffer. And then I'm going to bang it by telephone. And then we'll get together Monday afternoon, and hopefully we can iron the thing out.
But Bob's favorite, and he has to go right away.
I agree with that.
Before something, and maybe I don't know. Calling quantities is going to make a little bit of a shift.
Well, I have to find out if I can how pervasive his name was in this grand jury process. I don't know if I can get that from Dick. He's not very forthcoming. Now, the shuffle that we've been talking about of Comey's out and so forth, and a new FBI director could be seen as the kind of bold stroke by the president.
I know.
That might be coupled with this, the appointment of this Wright or somebody like him to work with the new attorney general to report to you. To have this special assignment.
Because we feel that the committee is showing itself incompetent to deal with this situation.
What I have in mind here, let's assume the worst. Let's assume that Monday we just can't get an agreement. And the committee goes ahead unilaterally and publishes some rules, some ground rules, Tuesday or Wednesday. And then the ball's in our court. We've got to decide what to do. I think no matter how crappy the rules are, we're going
to
have to go. I've been invited to meet the press the following Sunday. What I would propose to do is to background between Wednesday and Sunday about how forthcoming we were, how we initiated these meetings, and all that belonging. And then bank the committee.
Say after the day we do these things. Why? Because this war is safe.
Right. Nobody ever gave me a copy of it. I don't, you see, my problem is I don't know the facts, and,
facts are irrelevant. Let's suppose it did come.
All right.
What is it, what, they
well,
don't say no?
No, then they don't say no. And they don't say
they say they didn't say no, I mean, but my point is that I would expect that you'd have to assume that's what it's going to come out.
Okay. Let's plan for that.
Okay. Get the sworn statements out and so forth. Goldwater's left town, so you can't do anything with him. Let him go. But,
no, he's going to call me today. So I'll be talking to him.
I would be very helpful.
I will.
Say very
I just don't understand.
Because what we're dealing with Irwin on this goddamn thing, and with you, what do you want? You want a service up there? President is to get sworn statements for every member of the staff.
Yep.
What else do you want done? What do you suggest, Senator?
I'll get it.
And he's got to back off of this position.
I think he will.
I'm not, but he's got to tell the same person. And I'm satisfied that that motion is taking place, and I remember it didn't say we would leave.
Yep.
Bill Rocker said a special prosecutor thing, okay? But Bill is working against the commission.
Well,
right. You know why? Because he says that that's the only thing I remember about this administration.
That's right.
Special prosecutor, at least, or a special counsel.
He reports to you. You say that's the
problem. Yeah. That I am conducting my own investigation. Well, now, what do we say that why we didn't do this before?
Well, you know.
Because the charges are loose. Because of wild charges that have been made.
With confidence in the process.
Right.
And it's
the charges have been made. That's the area that I am determined to get to the bottom of.
That's about all you can say.
Now,
Bill's point, though, is it stems from an assumption that Mitchell's going to be implicated heavily.
Yeah.
Then he says you got to have a special part.
Well, John, Mitchell is implicated on two scores for Christ's sake. He's implicated on the money afterwards. Now, he can get out of that. I think he can cover that. You agree?
Yes.
If he just says, well, sure. He's got to say what he did.
But he's got to say it early, and he's got to do it in a way that explains.
That's all. That's right. That's right. Now, what does Dean say when he's asking about that?
Well, Dean says I was just I was pretty much of a messenger boy here.
Right.
I was just trying to help out.
Right. All right. What do you and Bob say? When they say, well, why didn't you, when they came and asked about this, didn't you then immediately smell a rat? You're intimidating them.
No, I didn't smell a rat.
Speaking of what does Bob say? But Bob, Mr. Holman, Mr. Dean, asked you for money and so forth, so if you had to have money for these people, what did you think it was for? Well, I thought it was for legal counsel to help them clear their name. So forth. I just told him I couldn't do anything about it.
It was a committee problem.
It's a problem with the committee.
And we have striven mightily to maintain a separation.
Did you tell Mr. Dean not to engage in this, get out of this, quit fooling around with it, Mr. Holman? You were his chief of staff.
No, sir.
Bob,
We can do some